Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today to my right in the studio, Mr. J.C. Haspel. How are you, sir?
Dan, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. He's the pilot extraordinaire. Have you been flying anywhere lately?
Not within the last month.
Okay.
I've been taking some time off, I guess.
What's your plane? Which brand?
Piper.
Is it a Cherokee or a cab?
Yes, Cherokee.
Cherokee, Piper Cherokee. These guys on the airplane he flies around in to St. Louis and a few other places. Anyhow, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, JC, one of my favorite books that we've given away, talks about many of the mistakes investors make and how to avoid those errors, how to recognize those errors. I'd say many people make mistakes because they don't recognize them, wouldn't you?
Yes,
the biggest contributor.
Especially in investing, yes.
Right. It's called The Behavior Gap, Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Money. It's by a guy named Carl Richards, and it's got a bunch of pictures and graphs in it, which I like, which
this
is easy to follow.
It's been a while since I've read this book, but it's the one, correct me if I'm wrong, that everything's done in a Sharpie?
Yeah. Yes, correct. Simple graphs, easy to understand. No fancy numbers. And he says, it's not that we're dumb. He says, we're wired to avoid pain and pursue pleasure and security. It feels right to sell when everyone around us is scared and buy when everyone feels great. It may feel right, but it's not rational. Why do we lose money? It's easy to blame the economy or the financial markets, but the real trouble lies in the decisions we make, right?
Yes.
Inside our head, what goes on inside our head. And yet we blame CNBC, or we blame our broker, advisor, anybody but ourselves. Kind of like Hillary Clinton, you know, blames everybody but herself for the election loss. It's kind of fun. The Russians,
yes.
She's blaming the Russians. You know, she's blaming Trump. She's blaming everybody. Comey, James Comey, you name it. She blames anybody but herself. It's not her fault, of course. Anyhow, we're the same way when it comes to investing. We blame everybody but ourselves. But the behavior, the problem usually lies between our two ears, shall we say. You can get a free copy of this excellent book that teaches you about all the mistakes we make and how to avoid them in very simple ways. He shows them, illustrates to you what they are and how you can recognize them and avoid them. Plus, we'll send you a special one-page questionnaire that you can fill out, send back to us, and get your free 30-page custom report on your Social Security benefits that tells you when, where, and how to file for Social Security to get up to $250,000 more in Social Security benefits without changing your contributions at all. Just getting more benefits on the back end. I had a lady come in, JC, yesterday that had two husbands or whatever, and so we were talking to her about going back and forth from one husband to the other to get the most benefits. And there's a lot of different strategies you can do to maximize that return.
You can switch back and forth?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And we'll send you information on our five-star portfolio of stocks using William O'Neill's philosophy, the man who wrote How to Make Money in Stocks, one of the best books ever written on investing, and one of the smartest people ever. He's the publisher of Investor's Business Daily. In my opinion, he's a very, very brilliant man. And it's a great strategy that we use. It's done very, very well this year, and we'll talk about that later in the show. It's all free. If you want the book and the reports, just give me a call, 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It is the weekend, of course, so you will get our voicemail. All we ask is that you leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book, The Behavior Gap, and the report's absolutely free, no cost. JC, have you ever been told believe none of what you hear and half of what you see?
No, I've not been told that.
Okay.
I've never heard that expression before.
It's a phrase I grew up with, yes. Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. There were some commercials back in the day in the 60s and 70s. Murray, the guy from Mary Tyler Moore, did these commercials, and they were insurance, selling you insurance for seniors and stuff like that. And they, some of the guarantees they said were, they said you only pay $5 a month and they give you $10,000 worth of protection for life insurance, right?
Okay.
This is basically a whole life policy or something like that. But to get the $10,000, if you died of an illness, you didn't get $10,000. You got $2,800. If you died of an illness, you only got $10,000 if you died of an accident.
Okay.
But they left out in the commercial. Only after you paid for 2 years would you be eligible to receive a death benefit. So you're not insured right away, even though you're paying premiums right away.
Wow.
You're not really insured right away. The first 2 years, if you die, your heirs get a return of premium. Basically zero return on your investment.
I've never heard of that before. Is that
common? I haven't either. I'm not familiar with this either. Okay. I don't know they even did this. They might not do it nowadays, but this is how they did it back then. And as you got older, your coverage would fall. You still paid $5 a month, but your death benefit declined, basically is what happened.
Right.
Your premium remained constant, but your death benefit declined over time. And so if you died at, I think after 25 years, the death benefit dropped to $225.
Wow.
But you paid in you'd paid in $1,500.
And it's amazing to me people buy this stuff as though it's an investment.
Great investment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Paying me $1,500, I'll give you $225 back in 25 years.
I'll make the deal with you right now.
In 25 years, we'll give you back $225. Not a whole lot of death benefit there, was there? Your rates were guaranteed with this policy never to rise as long as the insurance company didn't raise them.
Sounds like an annuity.
Yeah. What they said was, it was a group policy, so they couldn't raise it for you individually, JC, but they could raise it for the whole group. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They just kind of left that out in the commercial. So I couldn't raise your rate, but I could raise everybody's rates.
Right. Which
in turn raise whose rates, JC?
Mine.
Yeah, your rate would go up at the same time, of course. Yeah, and so it was, this is kind of funny how they do this stuff, how these things were sold back then. But they were very popular. No, they still see them. I still see them today on TV. You see ads for Gerber selling this life insurance plan for your kid. For an infant?
Yes.
When they're first born, they want you to pay $20 a month for life, and you know they give you a deal like this, basically is what it is, similar, I'm sure.
And what is the thing about that? I mean, what's the sales pitch on life insurance for children?
The pitch is, it's a fallacy, but the pitch is this, that they're insurable when they're born, because, of course, they're healthy, relatively healthy when they're born.
Well, of course, yeah.
And the thought is that when they reach 20 or 25, they might not be insurable because they might have some disease or illness or something might happen to them in the meantime. But the problem with that is, and I always tell people this when they come to see me, the only people you should buy insurance on are people that you're financially dependent upon.
Right.
That's the purpose of life insurance. If you're 70 years old and you have no dependents and you're, you know, let's say in poor health or good health, it doesn't matter. You really don't need life insurance if nobody's financially dependent on
right.
you, right? If your kids are grown, your kids are in their 50s and they're out of the house, they're living on their own, they're married, have kids, whatever, and they're not dependent on you financially, and you're 70 and have no one, no spouse or anything, nobody dependent on you, why would you be buying life insurance?
Right, and I would say the same thing about a single 25-year-old.
Right.
I mean, if you're 25, you got a wife and a kid, and you're the breadwinner, I get it. But if you're 25, single, no one depends on you whatsoever, I don't get it.
Right.
I mean,
and life insurance, I will tell you, is probably one of the single worst investments you'll ever buy from an investment standpoint.
Right.
It's just a terrible investment. You know, we've looked at whole life policies. I told you about the one. Last week we talked about the one that was, you know, that paid 3% or something that didn't really pay 3%, and they were trying to sell to the lady's father. And it's common that they try to do this. But the reason they try to sell these is insurance companies finally figured out a way to tap into the investment market. And it was with whole life and then variable life policies, and that's how they started to get into that market. They started realizing instead of making $50 on a term policy, they could make $500 or $5,000 on a whole life policy.
Right, of course, yes.
So guess what they started selling
right.
all of a sudden? Well, the one that pays the higher premium, and along with the annuities. And they found the world of annuities, and they were off to the races, as we all know. And they just typically are not good investments. I always tell people when they buy life insurance to buy term life. Buy life insurance as if you're going to die tomorrow. That's what term life gives you
right,
the best
right.
return on your investment if you do that. Now, if you have somebody who's terminally ill, you know, then you might want to buy life insurance on them if you're dependent upon them financially. But if you're not, you probably can't because you have to have an insurable interest.
Right, right.
In the insurance world, to buy insurance on somebody, you have to have a reason that, if Michael were to pass away, it wouldn't be to your detriment financially.
Right, right.
So, but if you were related to him, then it would change things, obviously.
I can't just go to, like, death row and take out insurance on everyone.
Nope. Go to the nursing home and just start buying policies.
Wow, you look really old.
Oh, dear, what a morbid thought. Anyhow, no, and that's why insurance companies don't allow that, because they don't want to have to insure people that are going to die quickly, because that would obviously raise the rates. Yes. Is what they have to pay out. Obviously, it would make it difficult for them to be...
Well, you have to go through all sorts of testing.
Cost-effective,
like
yes, absolutely. So, but anyhow, what I was trying to say, the point of this is, don't believe all of what you hear, or any of what you hear for that minute, and half of what you see. And, you know, a lot of these people hear the word annuity, and they hear the word guarantee come out of the insurance salesman's mouth, and that's all they hear, right, JC? They just tone out everything.
That's all you need right there is that guarantee.
Yeah, and they don't hear anything else about the having to have it for 10 years and then 20 years after that to get to collect it, all this stuff, and the 5% per year payout. And it's not a lump sum walk-away guarantee. It's a 20-year payout after a 10-year accumulation phase, which makes a total of 30 years. And here you are sitting here, and he's already 88 years old, and they're trying to sell him a 30-year annuity payout.
Yeah.
So it'll be 118 when he collects it on the back end, which is just beyond his life expectancy, I might point out, by about 35 years.
So real quick, if you're a parent with a 5-year-old on insurance, I mean, is that essentially you're admitting you're not a very good parent? Like, you have confidence you're going to be able to keep this kid alive?
Well,
I mean, is that?
Yeah, no, it just means that somebody conned you into buying an insurance policy you didn't need to buy is really what it means, in my opinion. We've got a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Behavior Gap: Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Your Money, by Carl Richards. You can get a free copy of it. Just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Social Security has over 2,700 rules. You can't possibly learn them all, but you can get a free report from Dan Witham that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. He'll give you a free custom report based on your specific circumstances that could potentially net you up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Those who know fare better. Give Dan a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave him your name and address. He'll mail you the questionnaire to fill out for your free Social Security report that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with them, along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. I want to remind you of our free book, The Behavior Gap, Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Your Money by Carl Richards. It's a book of graphs, pictures, and Sharpies that explains in very, very simple terms the behavioral mistakes that we engage in, most of which we are not even aware of, I will admit, and it tells you how to avoid them. We'll send you a free copy of it, plus our white paper on the five-star portfolio about William O'Neill's stock pick strategy. And our Social Security report, the questionnaire to fill out to get your free Social Security report on your benefits to get up to $250,000 more from Social Security. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. When you get our voicemail, we'll send you the book and the information for free. JC, I ran some numbers the other day, because I was thinking about five-star portfolio. And, you know, I've got that one that I run with treasuries with the stocks in it, half in treasuries, half in stocks, right? 50%
yes,
in
yes.
each. It's up roughly 29% in the first 5.5 months of the year.
And that's with half the portfolio in treasuries?
Correct.
Wow.
So it's doing very well. It's annualizing about 60% for the year, the current run rate. Doesn't mean it'll do that for the year, of course, but that's the run rate for the year right now, as of right now. And I went back and looked and thought, you know, we talked to people about making 7, 8, 9% a year. What would happen if they made a little bit more in their return, like five-star, putting half the money in five-star and half in treasuries, versus getting 7% over the long run? What does that do to your dollar amounts? If you started at 30 years old with no money, zero, and put $1,000 a month into an account and made 7%, you'd end up at 65 years old with $939,000 at 7%. Okay, if you put the same amount in and got 20% return, it goes from $939,000 to $27 million.
Compound interest is a powerful thing.
Granted, 20% is not necessarily something you're going to get every year. You have to realize that's not going to happen every year. Even if you average 20%, even if you're lucky enough to average 20%, you're not going to get 20% every year. So it's a little bit unrealistic, I realize, but still, that's a huge difference.
You still wouldn't be in the poorhouse, though, doing that.
Right. So let's say you came in at 15 at the end of the day, you'd still be probably at $20 million or something like that. You'd still be much better than having $939,000 is what I'm trying to say.
That could last a little while on that.
Well, if you go back and look at the income that it draws, the 7% portfolio that yielded you $939,000 at the end of the day gives you about $81,000 a year in withdrawals at 7% withdrawal rate. Okay? That's on the first one that only made 7% a year. So you would get $81,000 a year at retirement.
Okay.
But if you had the second portfolio at 20%, your annual withdrawals at 7% could be $272,000 per month.
You said 7% again. Is that what you meant?
The withdrawal rate, yes.
The withdrawal rate, okay.
The same on both, yes, but it's just your compounding rate that builds up.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. I got you.
So you could have $6,766 a month or $272,000 per month.
Yeah, that's
a little bit of an increase.
Quite the difference.
And like I said, those numbers are not numbers you should count on, because you're not going to get 20% a year. You're not going to average 20% a year for the long run. You might for the short run, but for the long run, that's just not realistic. It's a little bit on the high end, I think. And so you have to keep that in mind when you consider these numbers. But I want to step back for a minute and talk about this strategy with half in treasuries and half in five-star. So far this year, as I mentioned, it's up about 29%. It's had no, if you put $10,000 in at the beginning of the year, let's just say $10,000 January 1 in five-star in treasuries, half in each.
Okay.
You'd have had no days this year, 0 days this year, where it was below the 10,000. Your account value was below $10,000. It's been up since the beginning. Now, it's had down days. Don't get me wrong. It's about half the days have probably been down days, but it's been above break even for the whole time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Am I explaining that clearly? Okay. So you wouldn't have had a deficit. You wouldn't have gotten a statement on a given month where it was less than $10,000. Now, you would have gotten a statement where it was less than maybe the previous month. Yes, that's always possible, of course. But you wouldn't have gotten one where it was less than the original amount that you put in. The maximum drawdown for this strategy, I looked at the maximum drawdown. So far this year, the max it's drawn from any of its highs to a subsequent low after that is 2.6%, which is pretty nominal when you think about it.
So is that the Treasuries basically hedging your bet?
Yes.
When growth stocks tend to fall, Treasuries tend to compensate for that a little bit?
Treasuries have reduced the volatility of the portfolio by roughly 50%, if not more. And that's exactly what they're designed to do. That's exactly why they're in there, because on days when the stocks are down, many times the Treasuries are up, of course. The other reason I have them in there is if you go back to 2008, 2008 was not a great time for stocks, which you may have heard.
I think I remember something about that, okay. Yeah.
But if you own Treasuries, you did extremely well, especially the Treasuries that I have in this portfolio. Five-star, they went up about 28% for the year in 2008. So that's why I have them in there. Because if we have another 2008, you want something to balance out the portfolio to bring up the return to keep you from going in the hole, basically is what it's for. And that's why they're in there. Plus, the way I look at it is if we can annualize it 20 or 25% a year with half our money in Treasuries, why not? You have less volatility, less fluctuations, because if you put all of it in stocks, you're going to have a lot more volatility in the portfolio, of course. Treasuries reduce the volatility. It also reduces your exposure. And the other thing is, there's another way to do this portfolio that you could do this, and this is what I wanted to suggest on today's show, is if you didn't want Treasuries and you didn't want that some of that fluctuation that Treasuries give you, you could take half that money and put it into equity-linked CDs and put the other half in five-star. And then your CDs are going to be, you know, principal guaranteed. You know what they're going to give you. Roughly, you know, you'll get, at least get your principal back at the end of the day on them. Granted, they're illiquid, which the Treasuries are not illiquid. The Treasuries are liquid. But you can buy, we've got some really good 3, 4, and 5 year equity-linked CDs right now. We've got one that pays a 1% minimum per year, as a matter of fact.
What is an equity-linked CD? We haven't talked about that in a while.
Well, that's a good question. An equity-linked CD is a CD that is pegged to an index whose performance is predicated upon the underlying index. So let's say you have an equity-linked CD that's pegged to the S&P 500, which is an index we're all familiar with. And let's say it's going to give you 30 or 40% of the return of the index, which is typical for what these do. They don't give you all the return of the big indexes. So if the index goes up 10% and you get 30%, you would get a 3% gain that year on the equity-linked CD. Now, the equity-linked CD has to be held to maturity. Otherwise, it is not principal guaranteed. If you sell it before maturity, you may sell it at a loss. So if it's a 3-year CD, JC, how long do you have to hold it?
Would that be 3 years?
3 years, yes.
Well, that sounds all fine and dandy in an up market, but what happens if the S&P 500 tanks?
Well, that's a good question. Then at the end of the period, if you hold it to maturity, you would get your money back. You would not get any interest necessarily, but you would get all your money back. So you wouldn't take a loss, but you wouldn't have a gain. So that's the risk to an equity-linked CD. The risk is you give up that 1% the bank would give you, you know, on a 3-year CD, let's say. You may be giving that up, or you may be getting more. If you get 3 or 4% per year, you're getting money several times over what the bank would pay you. But the risk is you may not get that 1% the bank pays you. If the market goes into the tank the day after you buy it and stays in the tank for 3 years, you're going to get your money back. You'll get no gain, but no loss. Does that make sense? And that's why I like equity-linked CDs for something like this. You could do this five-star stock strategy with treasuries or equity-linked CDs, or you could do both. You could put a quarter in equity-linked CDs, a quarter in treasuries, and half in five-star or less in five-star in the stocks, 40%, 30%, whatever percent you want to. We can dial up the risk or dial back the risk by changing the exposure that we have on the stock side. Because that's where the risk is.
So you're able to get the upside equity exposure. You're able to hedge your bet a little bit. And you're also able to keep yourself liquid because you are going to have half it and a stock's going to be sold instantly.
Right.
As opposed to having it all locked up in something like an annuity or a equity-linked CD, although I'm only putting those two in the same category.
Right. And there's risk to this portfolio. Don't get me wrong. There's risk to having the stocks and everything. There's a good bit of risk in there. You have to be cognizant of that, but that's something we will go over with you if you call for the information. We will discuss that with you and explain to you what the risk is. But you can adjust your risk by adjusting your stock exposure in this portfolio. We can adjust it for you if you want a lot or a little. We can adjust it and try to get you an appropriate return. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Behavior Gap. Give us a call if you want a free copy of it. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with Amona J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, The Behavior Gap, Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Your Money by Carl Richards. It's a great book that explains in very simple terms how to avoid the mistakes many investors make and many are not even aware of when they do them, how to avoid them and not repeat them just by becoming aware of them, I think, is the first step, and that will help a great deal. You can get a free copy of it, plus our white paper on the five-star portfolio, talking about the stocks we mentioned in the last segment, and our information on Social Security, how to get your free Social Security report. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the information in the book absolutely free. No cost and no obligation whatsoever. JC, before I forget, there's an Equity Link CD I wanted to go over real quick. There's a five-year one, I think it is, that covers the Aristocrats Daily Index. It's pegged to the S&P 500 Aristocrats Daily Index. These are companies that have increased their dividends every year for 29 years that are in this index.
Really? Wow.
And this equity-linked CD gives you 100% of the index return over the next five-year period, which we don't know what that's going to be, of course.
Right.
It's some unknown variable. But over the last 5 years, I looked at the track record of it, it's averaged just under 10% per year.
Wow.
So that could be potentially a very good equity-linked CD.
Yeah.
Potentially. I mean, it might break even. It might not give you any positive return if the index goes in the tank, you know, a month from now or something. That's always a possibility. But, you know, the potential to make up to 10% a year on an equity-linked CD is pretty high compared to what we normally see, because normally in the 3 to 5%, you know, per year range.
Yes, yes.
I'd say on those for returns. But this one's a little bit on the more toward the growth-oriented, you know, the person wants to get a little bit higher return out of the CD. And that's something to look at. If you want to know more about it, just give us a call at 398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and address. We'll send you that information. Why do people make so many bad investment decisions, JC?
Yeah, me.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of bad investment decisions, I think, out there. More than we can cover in one show, obviously. I go back to the basics of human evolution. In a state of nature, the biggest risks to human existence tend to be attacks by predators and other humans, and an ability to react instinctively carries value to us, right?
Okay.
If you go back to caveman days, more so than today, maybe, perhaps, right?
Yeah, I don't get too many predator attacks.
Although today, if you live in London, you might need survival skills.
A whole new kind of predator.
You might really need survival skills, yeah, depending on where you live at. Yeah, absolutely. And so anyhow, as human beings advance from agricultural to industrial, and the health and longevity improved, survival and the quality of life began to depend on a shift to long-run decision-making up to a time horizon of several decades long, which is what investing requires, right?
Correct.
Requires a long-term time horizon.
To do it right, anyways.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever watched a dog eat its food?
Yes, I have.
Okay. My son has a beagle. Who's a wonderful dog, and I get to dog sit him, you know, occasionally. And I notice that when I feed him, he will consume the food quickly as possible. Because instinctively he's trying to keep other dogs from eating his food, right? And other predators from eating his food. And that's why dogs do that. Most dogs eat that way, the same way. It's all about survival for them, because they're thinking about the next 30 seconds about survival, because they don't know if they'll get another meal, even though we give them another meal.
You know, right, you know, it happens the same time every day.
Yeah, we give another meal. It's
in the magic bowl.
Every day it just appears randomly, yeah. But anyhow, humans are the same way. You know, we're wired the same way. And this is the problem we have with investing. You know, when the market tanks and your portfolio is down 20 or 30%, it's hard to think about what's going to happen 6 months from now, because you're thinking about today.
Right.
I've got to get through today. I've got to survive today to survive 6 months from now. And so instinctively, our nature is to call up our advisor and say, sell, 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 get me out. Of course, instead of doing it before it drops on us, we do it after it drops.
Yes.
Instead of panicking early, we
panic late. Got to make sure we lock in that loss.
That's right. And then we do it again the next time around.
Yes.
We repeat it in the next cycle, which kills me. But people do this all the time. And it's really that our instincts here are working against us. And this is what it comes down to. It's the way we're wired. We're wired for survival. Unfortunately, investment thinking does not require survival thinking. They're pretty much the opposite. And we have to learn to think in the opposite fashion. We have to learn to think about the long term and the long run. I mentioned earlier in the show about the 20% per year returns. You know, if we could make a 20% per year return long run. And we're not going to get 20% every year, no matter what we do, no matter what strategy we engage in. We're not going to get exactly 20% every year. Even if we're fortuitous enough to get a 20% average return over that time period, we will have years where we're down, years where we're up, years where we're up 30, or down 10, or whatever it might be. And the more toward the high end you go with the returns, the more volatility you're going to have in those returns, the more variance, of course,
right.
in the annual returns. So you have to take that into account as well. But the reason I say this is to engage in a strategy like William O'Neill's strategy, buying stocks, growth stocks, you definitely have to have a long-term perspective, right? You mentioned this morning you have some holdings you've had for a couple of years.
Yes.
In some of your portfolios that you've done very well on,
yes.
by the way. Over 100% gains on these stocks. But you've held them two, three, 4 years, I
yes.
think, some of them. So it requires a little bit of patience.
It does, yes.
You might say.
No question about it.
So you're not day trading and getting 100% return
in
day
no.
trade. You know, it kills me whenever I talk to somebody and they say that I used to be a day trader or my husband's a day trader or something. I'm like, yeah.
Everyone used to be.
Yeah. As I say, there are old traders and there are day traders, but there are no old day traders. So because it doesn't work, just like options traders, it doesn't work in the long run. It just tends to work against you. And so, but William O'Neill's philosophy is a pretty sound philosophy, in my opinion. It's not a perfect philosophy, but it is definitely a quantifiable system that he uses, a methodology that William O'Neill uses that you and I are both familiar with, which is outlined in his book, How to Make Money in Stocks, a great book I will admire. And that's the list that I use that comes from William O'Neill that I use from the basis of my 5-star portfolio. I use stocks from his IBD 50, as you know, from his website, which is William O'Neill's top picks.
Right, right.
I mean, essentially, at this point in time, if you go on IBDinvestors.com, his website, the list of the IBD 50 is the companies that grow stocks that they think are the best growth stocks to buy right now. And they're all growth stocks, by the way. They're not value stocks. These are growth stocks. These are aggressive stocks. Let me be clear about that. Let me be very clear about that. These are not undervalued Dow 10 stocks, things like that. No, these are growth stocks. Applied Materials is on there right now. Lam Research, I think, is one of them on there we've talked about. But there's a lot of different companies. And the list changes periodically. It changes from week to week. So those companies will drop out and be replaced by other companies. But William O'Neill has a set of 7 criteria that he looks for, CANSLIM, which is his acronym for his strategy. And these stocks have to meet every single one of his criterion or he gets rid of them. William O'Neill, if you think about it, JC, he's more about eliminating stocks than he is about including stocks.
Right, right, yes.
He's going to eliminate 99.999% of the stocks in the universe.
And that's
his
what
objective.
Good investing is.
I mean,
if you're buying every stock you're looking at, then you're doing it wrong.
You're not buying good stocks.
Right.
Yeah, I can tell you're not buying good stocks. And the nice part about O'Neill's process and that I have seen is that he can repeat the process over and over mm-hmm. again. And that makes it truly valuable to me because, as I've mentioned, I've run every screen on every software program I've ever seen to see if I can get a better list than his, and I've not found one that can even hold a candle to William O'Neill's list of stocks in terms of growth stocks. I've run VectorVest, I've run all kinds of programs. None of them can compare to William O'Neill's list. And that's just been my experience. I'm not saying that everybody's had the same experience I have, but I've never seen anybody that's better at picking a list to start with than he is.
Well, that's the difference between, in my opinion, being lucky and good. Any idiot can get lucky once in the stock market, but doing it repeatedly, that's the difference to me. That's what being good is.
And O'Neill's been doing it since 1964, by the way, which is, what, 53 years?
I can't even do that kind of math, Dan.
That's a day or two. That's a while. That's a bit of repetition.
Yes, yes.
That's more than just a fluke. I mean, that's a bit of repetition and success, obviously. And there's a reason he's a multimillionaire. I mean, he's done very, very well. But his process works. What I'm trying to say is his process works. And yes, he's refined the process. It's gotten better over the years. He didn't start with it like it is now. It wasn't like this in 1964. No. He's refined the process, and he's honed it, and he's made it better. And even William O'Neill says occasionally you'll get a bad stock. You know, he says if you buy a stock and it goes down 8%, get rid of it. Don't buy more. Don't average down, whatever you do. Get rid of it. Blow out of it. Go on to the next one. No matter how good you are, even he's made mistakes. Even he's bought stocks that didn't work out for him, and he knows that. And he will tell you that, but he also says, cut your losses.
But you've got a method for dealing with that,
right.
which is part of the process.
Absolutely.
You buy 5 stocks, 4 go up, 1 goes down, you know, that's still okay.
You keep your winners and ditch your losers.
Yeah, you'll still make money doing that.
Well, and the main thing he says is don't let an 8% loss turn into a 40% loss.
Yes.
Which is why you sell it at 8% loss, and that's why he's adamant about that, because he knows what will happen if you don't sell it. It will turn into a 40% loss, and he's absolutely right. And it may once in a while, it may turn and go back up, but more often than not, it's going to continue to go down. If it's a bad stock, it's not the right stock, or just not the right time to buy the stock, which could be the case. And so he's very adamant about his procedure of getting rid of stocks, both on the upside and the downside, and selling on the buy side. And we use his philosophy in my five-star portfolio with his mention, what we mentioned earlier, about half the money in treasuries and half in the stocks, and being up 28% year-to-date. Now, this is a good year for it. This has been a good year for the market, keep in mind. So it's not going to do this well every year. You shouldn't expect that. It's definitely not going to. I can tell you that. But if you want to know more about this information, about our strategy in the free book, The Behavior Gap, Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Your Money, just give us a call. We'll send you a free copy of the book and the report on how we do the stocks. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. And if you'll leave us your name and your address, we'll send you this book along with the information on William O'Neill's stock picking strategy that we use, how we use it, and how we do it, along with half the money in treasuries and half in stocks, and still get an excellent return for you. It's all free. Just give us a call, 398-8387.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's the time to get me running. No, I'll be around.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Money, J.C. Haspel. Thank you for listening to our show. Hope you're having a great weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, The Behavior Gap, Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Your Money. And this is the distance between, as he describes it, J.C., the distance between what we do and what we should do is the book. The behavior gap.
Yeah.
The behavior gap itself.
Pretty accurate, I'd say.
And many people can improve their returns a great deal without changing their investments, JC, but just by changing what their behavior is. And that's the things we've always tried to show them over the years, I think, on this show more than anything. And you can get a free copy of the book along with our white paper on the five-star portfolio we've been talking about. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address and you get our voicemail. And we'll send you that information absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. JC, you're responsible, but you're not in control.
Me, personally?
Yeah. Does that make you, about investing, how does that make you feel? When you buy a stock, do you know what it's going to do?
No.
For a client, let's say you buy it for one of your clients, do you know what it's going to do?
No.
Okay. So, like I said, but they expect you to be responsible for it, don't they?
Well, yeah.
So, this is one of the people... One of the problems, that people have with flying, so many people have such a high fear of flying because they have to put their destiny, their fate, in the hands of another person, the pilot.
Yes.
And the crew that works on the aircraft. And these days, they might be fighting with the crew on the aircraft. If they're flying United, they might be having a fight.
Yeah, when they're beating you half to death, it's hard to have confidence in them.
So, and as they're drinking off the plane.
These people obviously care about my safety.
That's right. Anyhow, a lot of people just have this issue, and I'm not exempt from this. I'm not immune from this either, I'll admit, because we all have this fear when we get in an aircraft because we have no control over the outcome, unless we're the pilot.
Right.
We basically have no control over the outcome of that flight, whatever it is. And so it's a difficult thing for us to do to give up that control. The same thing happens when it comes to investing. If we go and see our advisor and we leave their office and they're going to do this or they're going to do that, we're giving them control over that investment strategy, basically, or that investment. And even if we don't, even if we tell them exactly what to buy, we still don't have control of the outcome because it's still the market and the stock that determine what happens. Ultimately, what the ultimate arbiter is still out of their hands. And so this is one of the parts that gives people fear when it comes to investing. It causes apprehension, causes real fear because they don't have control over what it does. They don't know what it's going to do. They just can't gauge it. And so it makes us very fearful. You have to respond, but you can't predict what will happen. When you do, Yogi Berra, one of my favorite phrases, predictions are difficult, especially about the future. Have you ever had a client come to you, JC, and said you should have bought this or you should have sold that?
Yes.
After the fact?
No, normally it's
before the fact.
Normally it's why didn't you,
yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, but it's not usually before the fact.
Right, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, this is about to fall.
Yeah.
We need to get out of it today. It never happens that way.
No, you're correct. Hindsight is 20/20, as they say, and it's easy to look at something in hindsight and try to gauge what should have been done or should not have been done. And too many people, try to do that. Unfortunately, it's just not realistic for us. We don't get the right side of the chart before we do the buys or sells.
Yeah, sure, it would be a lot easier if we could just look at the other side of the chart.
Next 6 months will look like, It just cracks me up.
I wouldn't be here if that was the case.
That's right. People have sometimes rather unrealistic expectations about their investment. Sometimes they don't. It just depends on what their expectations are. I met with a client yesterday, the day before, that had no idea what her returns were. I asked her, how much have they made for you with this account? And she said, she had no idea. I said, well, maybe you should look.
Yeah.
You know, you might at least take a look at it. I'm not saying it's bad necessarily, but you might take a look and see what it is. And you do want to know what it is, certainly. The risk, as this book says, the behavior gap, this book will teach you, the risk is not in our stocks, but in ourselves. I've always said this risk exists in another dimension, inside your head. JC in 08, when the stocks dropped 30%, 40%, and Mr. Market showed up at people's door, you know, knocks on the door and says, hey, I'll buy your stocks from you. Were those people forced to sell their stocks at the bottom?
No.
Did they have an option? Did they voluntarily do it, or were they forced to do it? Were they coerced into doing it?
They voluntarily did it.
Right. And if you step back and you look at this logically, if you had gone back 6 months before or later, do you think they would have made that decision? If you told them this is going to drop 40% and you're going to sell at the bottom, do you think that's a good idea?
I probably would have said no.
Right. I mean, yeah, most people would say no. Common sense dictates that we would say no, of course not.
Right.
But yet, here they were doing exactly what they said they wouldn't do. And we see clients do this a lot, mm-hmm. All the time. They say, I'm committed. I can withstand, X amount of volatility. I can stand 10, 20%, 30% drop. But when it happens, when the rubber meets the road, they cut and run, don't they?
Right, right.
They cut and run. They can't take it because they don't know what's on the right side of the chart. They think that there's another 20% drop coming, and there could be. In some cases, there could be. But the problem is they don't sell it when it's down 5%. They wait until it's down 20 or 30%, and then they decide they're going to sell. And it makes for very dangerous investing. It makes for very difficult times. And, of course, then they get scared out of stocks, and then they won't go back to stocks for 5 or 6 years while the market recovers, which is a very dangerous predicament to put ourselves in. Excuse me. We are bipolar when it comes to investing, JC. We buy based on logic. We sell based on emotion. We use a different part of our brain for buying and selling. Because we're usually not in a rush to buy a stock, are we?
We usually take
our time and do our deliberation, watch 30,000 gold commercials before we buy gold.
Right.
And then jump in and buy gold. But when we sell, it's usually triggered by an emotional event like the market dropping 500 points or our portfolio being down X percent. And so the two are in conflict with each other because the sell strategy, if you ask somebody and they come in and you say, I want to buy any strategy, I'm going to engage in this. And you look at them and say, okay, what's your sell strategy? Do you think they're going to look at you and say, well, I'm going to panic when the market's down 35%. I'm going to panic and I'm going to call you and say, take me to cash. They wouldn't say that, would they?
No,
normally,
no.
A logical person would not say this to us. But in reality, that's what they're going to do. That's exactly what they'll do. And so all the logic goes out the window. You know, when the first shot's fired, all the planes go out the window, as the saying goes. And that's exactly what happens to us. We let the emotions invade our investment process and take over the investment process at the worst possible time. Is exactly when we will do it, right? It's not going to happen at the best time, is it?
Of course not. No. Yeah.
It doesn't work to our advantage. That was what I'm trying to say. It works to our disadvantage. And that's our brain working against us. That's exactly what this book is talking about that we're giving away today, the behavior gap. This is trying to teach you how to avoid it. You have to have a system for when you buy and when you sell. And you have to stick to it. It's discipline. It's all about discipline. Not just having the system, but you have to stick to the system. Otherwise, it doesn't work at all. And you can't let your emotions override your investment process. You cannot let them drive your investment process or it will break you. And you will lose. Thank you for listening. I want to remind you of our free book, The Behavior Gap, Simple Ways to Stop Doing Dumb Things with Your Money. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,